All right, everyone. I haven't done this in a while, so I'm a little out of practice. I ask for your forgiveness before I start. JP the Third here. And I got an email this morning that brought out certain emotions in me that I feel I have to express, and Twitter isn't enough. A blog post isn't enough, although I may have to go back and do a blog post because not everybody wants to listen to somebody rant. That's fine, but I want this point to be heard far and wide across every continent that it can go to, across every hamlet and every village and every city and every person that can possibly hear what I have to say. I need you to hear me on this one. So I got an email from Manga Gamer. I have a lot of respect for Manga Gamer because, and I've said this before in other podcasts and other venues, they're probably the best visual novel publisher right now. They're the most consistent, they have the highest quality, and although they are technically a porn company, the non-porn games they put out have been solid. I'm playing Tokyo Babel right now, and it's not the best visual novel I've ever played, but it's a solid game. I've got to play Gotsukun of the Golden Lightning, and I'm dying to play The House of Fata Morgana. But I'm sure it'll be, if it's not great, it'll definitely be good. And that's the feeling I usually get from Manga Gamer. Manga Gamer was also the first company to bring World End Economica to the West, and that is probably my favorite Japanese visual novel, at least right now. So I don't say this out of a hatred of Manga Gamer. And before I start, let me just ask for your forgiveness again for if I start going off on tangents or if I start cursing or anything like that. Everybody's been warned. But I gotta ask, what the fuck is up with this? I'm tired of hearing it. Let me just read, because I don't know if everybody got it. I know I got it, so I'm just going to read it to you. Hi, everyone. Today we wanted to talk about a very exciting topic. Usually every other week we send this newsletter to talk about our upcoming releases, pre-orders, and announcements. But this time it's different. And that is my phone. That's that. Phone alert. Don't worry about that. For this newsletter, we want to talk about the growing success of the visual novel community in the West and the Stargazers Kickstarter. We will be talking about Stargazers soon enough. It is a release by Lupusoft. A lot of issues there. That's kind of under the bridge now. It's a game that's being remastered and put onto Kickstarter for them to expand the story, give voice acting. Okay, we'll have to see. And we'll have to play the demo in order to see if it's actually worth it. Just like, you know, every other commercial endeavor. That's not the point. Here comes the point. Since July 2008, a lot has happened in the visual novel community. We've seen competitors rise and fall, we've seen a ton of new developers, but the always slowly and steadily growing bit we're really happy to see is Western and indie developers really start to raise the quality of their titles. However, I'm still reading, as a visual novel publisher, we know all too well from seeing the rise and fall of so many that visual novels are not a huge money market, nor where you can make a quick buck. Kind of true, kind of not. We've maintained a small and modest business and supporting those trying to tell a good story or develop their skills in art programming or otherwise. Visual novels are a labor of love that focus on stories and character development. They're about exploring different stories in a character-based medium and telling a full story about those characters. This is not an easy endeavor. That is true. Over the past 10 years, the West has gotten much better at telling these stories and producing them. That's why we're letting people know about the development of Stargazers so people can support Western studios grow and walk hand in hand with the Japanese market. I am sick and tired of people comparing the West to the East. Stop it. Stop it. I'm enough. I did it in a very nice way on the official podcast some years ago. Now I'm telling y'all to shut it down. I'm tired of hearing it. I have been covering visual novels, mostly Western visual novels, for the past, I don't even know now, 6 years. 5, 6 years. In some capacity. That meme of Eastern visual novels, English visual novels, having to get up to the quality of Japanese visual novels, died off in 2013. Alright? And even before that, I just released a video The link will be somewhere wherever I put this about dysfunctional systems. And in 2012, there was a leap in quality in which the English visual novel started to not only do just as good as, they started to do better than their Japanese counterparts, I will have you know. And maybe I'm just seeing this wrong. I don't know. Maybe because we haven't gotten a lot of Japanese visual novels on this side of the world. But the few that I've played, the handful that I played, they fall into one or two buckets. They've been either very good, like Planetarian and World in Economica, or they've been extraordinarily mediocre and even bad. And if that disparity in Japanese titles has just been mind-boggling, because when I got into this, I was told pretty flat out that everybody's still working to get to the quality of their Japanese counterparts. And then, you know, they're building and they're growing. And about 2012, when I started playing some Japanese games and mixing it in there, in 2013 and 2014, when I started looking at it, I was like, you know, in a lot of cases, the English visual novel is better. The English visual novel developers take more risk. They try different formats. They experiment with how they can deliver on the medium. It's not just a static setting. They're actually they're experimenting with the styles of art they use. It is a spirit of risk taking that is inherent here because of the diversity here. Because English visual novel just doesn't mean one country; it means people in America, Canada, South America, Europe, Australia, Indonesia. There is the better part of the globe. Russia. Almost forgot about Russia. Big market. The better part of the globe that makes visual novels are willing to take more risk with them, are willing to, and because of that risk, they are usually able to give a better product. Sometimes visually, sometimes narratively. Now it's being consistent, whereas visually and narratively high quality. But for the better part of the last 4 or 5 years, we have gotten some high quality stuff all around the globe in the visual novel medium. So to sit back and say, yeah, they're finally getting to the point where they can compete with Japan. Fuck Japan! I'm tired of hearing this.
Oh God.
Here's what I'm basing this off of. Okay. And this may be unfair. Fault Milestone. I played pretty much everything Fault has to offer so far from Alice in Dissonance. It has been hailed as a great series by other critics and by fans, and just overwhelmingly positive reviews on Steam. I've played 50 plus hours of content of Fault. That 50 plus hours does not equal, not even close, the narrative quality of the demo of Silence of the Pedant. Think about that. It took 50 plus hours for them to get good. For them to give us an interesting character in Ratona, finally, who had the personality of a lamppost for 2 games. Who was so useful to the plot of Side Above, she was written out a third of the game in. And I know this is going to be like the king of ridiculous fanboy rants, I know. But I'm just tired of seeing it. Like, and it comes from people who honestly have not cast a wide net. All due respect to Manga Game, and like I said, I think you're one of the better publishers, but it's not like you got a very heavy English visual novel calendar to go through, or a catalog to go through. It's not like you got the cream of the crop working for you. All due respect again. I just want, and this may never happen, I just want the people who have put in the time and put in the effort to be recognized for that. They may never get the money that a Wayne Cloud gets for being crap, or other games get for being basic. And that's an argument for another day. They may never get that sort of wide-eyed success and obsession that you get from being a mimetic game that just focuses on scratching the itch of the moment and the memes and the ha-has of the moment. But the people who actually put the time and effort to make something of quality, to make something of artistic worth, of story worth, that actually 4 years later, 5 years later, stands on his own 2 feet, those guys deserve some credit for being not only ahead of their time, but for boxing way above their league at the time when nobody expected it from them. From coming in and just saying, oh, and being themselves and putting out a product that reflected what they wanted to see in the world to the best of their ability and not giving a damn about what Japan was doing. Those guys deserve something. And the fact that after 6 years, it's still not there astounds me. It just astounds me. And maybe it's not coming. Maybe it's not. But those that know will know. It may be just one of those. It may be one of those things where it's the right people at the right place, but not the right time. And maybe 10 years down the road, when gaming finally gets its head out of its ass, and critics finally get their head out of their ass, and people finally get some standards for themselves instead of assuming that they can only be entertained by trash, maybe then this argument can stop, and I can be a happy JP. But for now, shut up! Let's just leave it at that. Just shut up. If that's your mindset, that there's a massive community of developers that have to work their damnedest to get to the level of Japan, which is, to be nicely, I'm trying to think of a nice way to say this without crapping on Japanese developers, because Japanese developers do good work. But it's the same situation as anime. They have a market they know they can market to. And hey, do you want to be experimental and different and maybe not be noticed and not be profitable and lose your job? Or do you want to keep your job and be profitable and scratch the itch of the market? It's capitalism. I understand it. I don't have to like it, but I understand it. It's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous to me that even after all this time, there are honest to God, people out there who still think that we're just now getting to the point of where English visual novels and Western visual novels could put themselves on the same par as Japanese visual novel. And we hit that peak years ago. Maybe some groups weren't paying attention. Maybe they were off doing their own thing. Maybe they wanted to be the ones to say, yes, we're finally the ones that can compete with Japan or stand toe-to-toe and on par and show what it's hand-in-hand with the Japanese market. Maybe there are a couple of groups that thought that. I'm sorry to be the one to report this to you. You were wrong. You were thinking backwards. Your eyes were closed. You missed quite a few ways that went through this community. And because you missed that, you're operating on your back foot. I'm sorry to be the one to report that to you, but now you got the news. Step your game up, please, for the rest of us, because your insistence on this narrative is starting to drag the rest of us down. Because when arguably the best publisher of visual novels in the West is spouting that line, that means there are enough groups in the community parroting that to them for them to think that's true. It's not true. It hasn't been true for a while. And to be quite frankly, it's insulting to a lot of people who have done terrific work over the past 6 years, to say the least, not even 10, the last 6 years. It's an insult to them to keep parroting that. I'm JP the Third, and that's what I think. And it's not going to be the last time you hear me rant about this, because I'm pretty damn sure this isn't the last time I'm going to hear this meme. I'll talk to you guys soon.